The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, Perek Zayin, Posuk Zayin, it states, Ki Hashem Alekecho, Mevi Acho Al Eretz Tova, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to a land of goodness. Eretz Nachle Moim, Ayonesh Ushaimesh, Yetzim Babiko Vohor. It will be a land which has good water. Rivers, springs, wells, which come from the depths and from the valleys and from the mountains. Eretz Chito Usaira, Gefen Usaina Verimain. It will be a land of wheat and of barley. The Gemara mentions that this wheat and barley refers to the five major grains of wheat and barley, rye, spelt and oats. The Gefen, it will be a land of the vine, Usaino Verimon, the figs and the pomegranates, Eretz Zeh Shemen Udvosh, a land of olive oil and honey, that refers to Dvash Tamorim, the honey of dates. Eretz Asher Lei V'miskenus Teichal Bo Lechem V'leisechsa Kol Bo. It's a land which you will be able to eat your bread with ease, and you will lack nothing. Eretz Asher Avoneho Varzel Meharareho Tachtsev Necheshes. And the land which its stones will be iron, and you'll be able to take copper out of the mountains. V'achalta v'savoto, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Uveirachdus Hashem alekecho la'arod satova shenosan loch. And bless the Lord your God and the good land which he has given to you. Now these few psukim that we read, so this refers to the brochas of Israel and to the Shvacha Oretz, its praises, and in particular it's referring to the praises of Eretz Yisrael because of its fruits, because of what it can produce to eat. The sages, the Chazal, learn from this posuk, aside from what we mentioned, that a person is obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al mezeinei, on his sustenance, not only in Eretz Yisrael but all over. When he eats and he's satisfied, then you shall bless Hashem. Now when it comes to mezeinis upanoso, sustenance for man, and sustenance, the first basic form of sustenance is his food, what he eats, his bread. This is something which man must not take lightly. We of the Western culture, we are used to all types of things, all types of good things. We're used to needs, what we need, and we're used to what we don't need, and we have plenty of luxuries. And sometimes in the midst of all of this, what is necessary for man to live by, and that is his nourishment and sustenance, his mezonos, his panoso, we forget about, and we take very lightly. Is it something that we should give a lot of importance to? Where does it come from? The Chazal elaborate a great deal on this. And this evening, let's discuss a few points in regards to this. Man's sustenance, how important it is, and it needs a shmirah. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, a person has to take care of. a little later in the Sebuah, in Posuk, in Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Ches. It states, actually it's in Posuk, yeah, in Posuk Yud Yud Ches, it states that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Eser Mishpat Yisom Ve'almona. Kodesh Baruch Hu does justice for the orphan and for the widow. And he loves the ger, the convert. What does he do? He gives them lechem, he gives them bread to eat and clothing to wear. Again, in the Western culture, if you love someone and you want to give them something, you don't usually give them bread. You give them luxuries, you give them a car, a boat, jewelry. Here it states that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the orphan and the widow and the convert, and he gives them bread and garments. Rashi brings Dover Choshev who's there. Don't take this lightly. Shekol Atzmei Shel Yaakov Avinu Al Zeh Hispalel V'Nosan Li Lechem Lechol U'Beged Lilbash. When Yaakov ran away from Esav, and then he went and he studied in the yeshiva of Shem Weber for 14 years. And then he continued on his journey. And he went to sleep. He didn't realize it, but he was sleeping in Beis El. And he had his dream. And he dreamt that there was a ladder, that it was coming from the ground and it was going to the heavens. And he saw the malochim, the angels going up and coming down. And when he woke up, he realized that this, he says, Angel Beis Elokim, this is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zeh shar shamayim, and this is the gates to heaven. Now this was an enormously high point in the history of the world and in the history of Yaakov. Vayikatz Yaakov bishtosei. And Yaakov woke up, vayemer achein yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in this place. V'anechi lo yidoti. And I didn't know of it. He had dreams that brought a person to the greatest of heights. He realized that this was the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, and right above was the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, which is in the heavens above. And then he said a tefillah, he said a prayer to Hashem. And what did he say? He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard him and watch him, the Nosan Li Lechem Lechol Aveged Lilbash, and he should give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. This is what he asked for. So this is what Rashi tells us. He says a person should not take his bread lightly. It is something very, very important. And that's why it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does justice with the orphan and the widow, and he loves the convert, and he gives them bread and garments. The Gemara in Psochim and Daf Kuf Yud Ches. States as follows. Amr Biechanan, caution, Mizenes of Shalodim Yesem in Agula. When it comes to the sustenance of man, this is a greater feat than redemption. The Ilu Bagula Ksiv HaMalach Agol Esi Mikol Ro Malach Ba'alma. When Yaakov blessed his children, he blessed Ephraim and Manasseh. So he said, HaMalach HaGoel Goel Esi Mikol Ro, the angel which has redeemed me from all evil. So he referred to an angel. Il b'mezenis, but when he spoke of mezenis, he said, Olakim Harei Esi, the Almighty that has been my shepherd. There the Targum states that when he said, Olakim Harei Esi, the Almighty that has been my shepherd, he referred to mezenas, to panoso, to that what a person eats. Yet when he referred to agael, redemption, this he referred to as a malach, an angel. What do we see, the Gemara says? That when a person has to be redeemed from a tzora, a person is in trouble and he needs redemption, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send an angel. But when a person needs something to eat, then he does not send an angel. But he himself gives the person what to eat. Therefore the Gemara says, Koshin mezeinesim shel odom yesim min ha-geula. That mezeines is a greater feat than redemption. This must come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Gemara also brings the posuk from David HaMelech, Bismale David, Hashem Re'i Le'echsor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shepherd, I will not lack. So that the Rishonim say that also refers to Mezeinesev Shel Odom. This is what a person eats. What is the reason for this? The Maral explains in the Siv Aveda, at the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, if a person has to be freed from some tzora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send an angel, because an angel has no restrictions on him whatsoever from Bnei Odom, from people. The only restriction an angel has on himself is from the Almighty. But otherwise, he's free. So in this aspect, he's greater than the individual. So therefore, he can come and free the individual. But when it comes to send sustenance to a person to eat, the angel also needs sustenance. Afa el yainim, even those creations that are high above, they also have to be sustained. Every degree of life has to be sustained. So why is an angel a balabos, a master, to give other people sustenance? He also needs sustenance. It comes that a person needs geula, he needs redemption. Right, the person is trapped in some type of tzora, some type of problem. The angel is free. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the angel. But when it comes to a person's sustenance, the angel also has to be sustained. And therefore sustenance can come only from the source of life itself. Because sustenance is the very chiyus, the very life of an individual. And therefore it must come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore when he sent geula, redemption, a malach ha-goyel, he sent an angel. When he sent food, it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that Elokim harei isi, Hashem himself. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tainus. At the beginning of Masechta Tainus, it states that all of the keys Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, hands out to his various angels or shluchim, emissaries, to fulfill particular tasks. Except three keys he keeps for himself. One of those keys, one is the key of birth, when it comes to give birth, to bring new life into the world. That belongs to Hashem. A second one is Tchiyas HaMeisim, when it comes to the resurrection of the dead. That belongs only to Hashem. The third one, the Gemara says, is Gshomim, the rains, or the Gemara says, the panos of a person, which the Gemara says is the same. Those two belong to Hashem. How do we know this? So because it states, Yiftach Hashem lechoes etzerei hatoiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up, you should open up your storehouse of good, or Peseach eshodecho umasbil lechol chai rotzon. You should open up your hand. Peseach eshodecho umasbil lechol chai rotzon. So we see that this key, when it comes to the sustenance of a person, this Hashem does not give to an angel. This he must take care of himself. So from here we see how, where the source of Parnosa comes from, how high it comes from. And the Gemara also tells us here, it states, it's actually here I'm talking, the Gemara is speaking about the Seder, the Pesach Seder. So it states, Revi, Geimar Alov is a Halal, Ve'emar Alov Birchas Ashir. When you come to the fourth cup of wine, so you should say Halal and Birchas Ashir. Gemara says, what is Birchas Ashir? Or what is Halal? So Gemara brings, it's referring to Halal HaGodl. What is Halal HaGodl, the great Halal? So the Gemara says, that's the Hodu Lashem, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chastoi. The Hodus, which we say, we say it on every Shabbos morning in the Psukei de Zimra, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chastoi. We say all of the Hodus, there are 26. So the Gemara refers to that as not Halal, but Halal HaGodl. The Halal we say on Yom Tov, on Rish Chodesh, that's referred to as Halal. Because there we just say Hod Lashem Ki Tov not so many times. But this Hodu Lashem, where we say all of them, that is called Halal HaGodl, the great Halal. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it called Halal HaGodl? So the Gemara says, it's called Halal HaGodl because Om Rabbi Yechanan Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv Berumei Shalaylam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sits at the greatest height of the world, Umechalek Mizenis L'chol Berya, and from there he gives sustenance, food, to every one of his creations. What does that have to do with the Hodu Lashem? The last of the Hodus Lashem, the Rashbam brings, the last one is Nosein Lechem Lechol Bosor. Of all of the Hodus, and we get, this is praise after praise after praise, 26 praises. The last one is Nosein Lechem Lechol Bosor, that he gives bread to all flesh. Why is this the last? Because this is the greatest. Why is this the greatest? Because it comes from the highest source. Other feats that the Almighty does, that he can do through an angel. But Nesein Lechem Lechol Bosor, this can only come from him at the highest source. Where Yeshev Berumei Shel Olam, he sits at the greatest height of the world, Umechalek Mizenis Lechol Berya, and he gives sustenance, food, to every creature. So therefore, since the praises start from the beginning and go all the way to the top, this is Halal HaGodl. This is not Halal, but Halal HaGodl, the great Halal. This is what the Gemara says. So from here we see that the panoso of a person, his bread, where does it come from? It doesn't come from the earth, and it doesn't come from here. It comes from Rumei Shel Olam, from the highest places in the world. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out the bread from. And why is that? For the reason we said before. Because the panosa of a person, zehu chiyuse, this is his life. This is what he lives through. And this life must come from the source of all life. There's only one force that's capable of giving this life. And that's the source of all life. And therefore it comes from the highest sources possible. That, incidentally, is why in the Birchas Hamazon, in the benching, we say, Bavush Mei HaGodol, Ki Hum Mefanesh. What does it mean, Bavush Mei HaGodol? Because of his, we don't say because of his name, but because of his Shmei HaGodol, his great name. In other words, it reaches up to the highest levels of his name. So from these few sources, we have a different aspect or a different perspective, okay, of when we speak about a man's bread. Usually people think, no, we eat. Eating is a function. It's a necessary function. But what's so great about it? You have some people who eat merely for enjoyment. They enjoy eating. So by them it's an exercise of recreation. Which food? Eating should be enjoyable. But there, you have some people that this is what eating means to them. You have other people that eating, as one writer described it in America, he called it that the dining room table or the lunch table or the breakfast table is merely a filling station. Filling station in America means a petrol station here. See, it's a place to, they said, to gas up. Your car runs out of gas, you run out of petrol, so you have to pull into the nearest filling station, and you gas up. It's the same thing. You run out of petrol, you run out of energy, so you have to pull into the nearest place where there's food, and you gas up. That's how others look at it. And that's the society that we live in. We live in a society of fast foods, of junk foods. There was another article that I read recently where young person from a French family, he visited relatives that he had in America for the first time, first experience in America. So he said every day, every evening, see, the French are very sophisticated when it comes to eating. When he visited America, every day he came to sit at the table to wait for dinner to be served. It was never served. Everybody just ran into the kitchen and went to the fridge and took what they wanted, took it to the television set, and ate at various times. He couldn't understand why don't they ever serve lunch or why don't they ever serve dinner. There was another article just recently how the lifestyles of the Americans and of the South Africans. This was an article also for South Africans, that today eating is an exercise of television viewing. The lunch hour or the dinner hour is non-existent. They all sit down with their food and watch television. You might have some people who are very spiritual, more spiritual than the Western culture. Spiritual people many times look down at eating. Eating is something which is very, very physical, very earthly. Or others in our society, they don't know what it is. What is the importance of bread? What is the importance of food? Ah, Mercedes, that's important. A sports car, a boat, an international trip, that's important. But bread, food, what's important about that? Here we have a different perspective. That when it comes to be mechalek mezeinis, to give out food, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do through an angel. He does it through himself. It comes from the highest sources. It is from the greatest miracles of creation. And it's the greatest praise to Hashem. What is the greatest praise? The greatest praise is not that he gives out the international air tickets. The greatest praise is Nesein Lechem L'chol Basor, that he gives bread to all of his creations. And therefore it's brought in Chazal that the greatest brocha that we have is the Birchas HaMazon. See, the benching. That also has become something which is totally functional. Today people eat, they do everything possible to eat in a way where they won't have to bench. And if they do have to bench, many people would rather not eat than bench. I see it. They're going to have to bench, they're not going to eat. And if they do bench, it's the same way they're eating. It becomes like a filling station.
They drive into a filling station. You have your car filled up, and you throw a coin to the attendant. It's the same way. And here it states that in the Hodus Lashem there are 26. And it's called Halalah Godel because it ends with the greatest praise possible, and that's Nesein Lechem L'chol Boso, that he gives bread to all flesh. So a whole benching, you have a whole benching on that. You can imagine what it is. See, that you have other people that want to, they want to reach to great spiritual heights. Well, here's the spiritual heights. You don't have to crawl into the heavens. Right here is the spiritual heights. And this basically is the only brocha that we have min haTorah. The only brocha that everyone agrees to, that's min haTorah, is Birchas HaMozon. Be'achalta ve'shavoto ve'erachto es Hashem Elokecho. Now let's go a little further. We notice that when it comes to the parnosa, to the sustenance of people, of men, the word lechem is used. Lechem means bread. For example, right in the psukim that we mentioned, there's an oddity. In the pasuk that we mentioned, it states all kind of good things. It states water, wheat, and barley, and we said that includes the five major grains. It states the vine, the figs, the pomegranates, the oil, the honey. Then it tells us, Eretz asher lei b'miskeinu stechel bo lechem. Then it states bread. Now bread shouldn't be there. Why shouldn't bread be there? For two reasons. Firstly, bread is grain. We mentioned grain. What is bread? Bread comes from grain, so we've already mentioned the grains. Secondly, we are speaking here of the raw foods. Everything that mentioned here is a raw food, with the exception of bread. The legal definition of bread, according to the Gemara, is grain, which is ground into flour, which is mixed with water or some other type of liquid, and baked. This is your legal definition of bread. So for two reasons, the bread shouldn't be mentioned here. So why is it? According to some opinions in the Gemara, according to some Rishonim, that it's from here that we learn that the main Birchas HaMozein, the bracha of benching, goes on bread. If you notice that it says v'achalta v'shavoto v'erachto, that you should eat and bless Hashem, and that refers to the Birchas HaMozein, yet we don't make Birchas HaMozein on all of these things. On water we don't, on wine we don't, on honey we don't, on fruit we don't. So there's all types of discussions like this in the Sechta Brochas. But on bread we do. That everybody's in agreement. There's all types of discussions and arguments and whatnot, but on bread everyone is in agreement. Why? Hifzik lechem. Because before the v'achalta v'shavoto v'erachto, the Torah itemized lechem, bread. So bread should not be in the posuk, and if it's here, it's for a reason. That the Torah gave it special treatment. And why is that? Because lechem, bread, is the main sustenance of man. And that's why it gets the special treatment. Like we see when it comes to all of the halochas of the shulchan, of the table, that we wash our hands, and we make hametzi lechem in oretz, and we bench. When is that? Basically, that's when there's bread. Where do we see? Excuse me, could you give me, I need the Baral Nasiv Avoda. I think it should be the first one. It The Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Mem Ches, Omer Bitzchok, Betore, Benevim, Ubiksuvim, Motzinu, Doho, Pito, Mizainito, Delibo. That in the Torah, in the Nach, and in the Ksuvim, we find that bread sustains and nourishes the heart of man. The Torah, in the Torah, by Abraham, it says, Vechol pas lechem v'sadu libchem. When the angels came to him, so he said, I will bring you some bread, v'sadu libchem, and it will strengthen your heart. The word sa'adu is what we use for the word su'uda, and that's why when you eat bread, it's considered a su'uda. When you don't eat bread, it's not considered a su'uda. We're speaking about something that will strengthen and nourish the man's heart. Why his heart? The heart is the central part of his body. In other words, that will have a total strengthening of the person. That's in the Torah. In the Nach, Binevim, Sa'adu Libcho Paslechem. The bread will strengthen and nourish your heart. Bikshuvim. And in the Ksuvim, this is in Borchinafshi. Dovra Melech, the Lechem, the Vav Enesh Isod. That bread strengthens and nourishes man's heart. This is what the Medrash tells us. So, what do we see? That of all, man needs a great deal of foods. He needs all types of nutrients and vitamins and everything. But the main, central, panoso that man has is lechem, bread. And that's why the Torah isolates that word. It itemizes it. It gives it special treatment. And this is what we always find. Man's bread. It's always referred to as man's bread. It's not only an expression, but it's bedafka. Now, we can ask a question. We understand that bread, all right, bread is very, very important. Today's nutritions are making a full circle, and they're coming back to the principles of old, where they realize that bread, we're talking about a good bread, see, is very, very important, very important. Every year they're making new discoveries of it. But we can ask a question, what is bread basically? We said bread is grain. So why don't we eat the grain then? Why do we need bread? What about the grain itself? We should eat the wheat, or we should eat the barley, and eat the grain itself. Why must we have a bread? So then that also there's a medrash. The medrash tells us Medrash tells us, it's referring to the Pasuk in Bereishis, when Adam HaRishon, the first man, when he sinned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the punishments to Adam and Chava, so he said, Ulo Odom Omar. This is in Bereishis Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ulo Odom Omar. Ki shemata lekol ishtecho. Because you have listened to the voice of your wife. Vatechel mina eitz asher tzivisichol. And you've eaten from the tree which I have commanded you. Leisechel mimenu. Not to eat from. Arura ha'adom abavurecho. Then the earth is cursed because of you. Bitzovein techaleno kol yimechayecho. And you shall eat from this earth, we eat sovereign with great aggravation, see, with great sorrow. You shall eat from the earth. All types of alien plants will grow for you. And you shall eat the esev. The esev means grass, but it also means the vegetation. You will eat the vegetation of the field. From the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. Until you return to the earth, because that's where you were taken from. Now we can ask a question here. And states HaKadosh Baruch Hu drove them out of Gan Eden, and he cursed the earth because of them. And he said that all types of foreign alien plants will grow, and you'll eat Esav HaSodeh. You'll eat from the grass and the vegetation of the field. Then it states, Techa lechem, from the sweat of your brow you will eat bread. So what are we speaking about? Grass or bread? See, vegetation or bread? So the Medrash asks this question. The Medrash in Pashuk and Bereshis Rabba Pashas Chof Simen Chof Dalet Os Chof Dalet. The Yudai Mar Ilus Ochiso If you would have been at the level that you should have been, then you would eat from all of the wonderful trees of Gan Eden. Omer of Nechimyo. Ilizochiso yisoneit lasovim mitech Gan Eden v'teim behem kol madanim shebeilom. If you would have been what you should have been, then you would eat from the vegetation of Gan Eden, and you would have all of the tastes of the most wonderful tastes of the world. Achshav sheleiso chiso. But now that you did not merit this, yachal tasesev asode. You will eat from the grass of the field. Omer of Yitzchok, al deris halelohu ha'emer, yachal tasesev asode. This was referring to not our generation, to Adam's generation, because you don't see that we eat from vegetation of the ground so much. He says, she'odem mashliv sodeh v'echlachu esev. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam that you'll plant vegetation and you'll cut it and you'll eat it the way it is. This was what Hashem dished out to Adam. Kiven Shishon Adam Arishin came. Once Adam heard this, his ziyoponov, he started to sweat. He started to sweat from being so afraid, from fear, and from being so upset. He started to sweat. Omar, ma ani niksha le'evos kebehema? He said, am I going to be attached to a container of vegetation from the ground like a behema, like an animal? And this is what he said. This medrash is brought in the Gemara Mesachim and Kuf Yud Ches, but it's not brought so completely. There it states, zolgu ein of dimas. He started to cry, and he said, "Vani bechamori mehal mi avos echod. I and my donkey will eat from the same container of food." He said, "What's going on here? You say that I should eat from the esev asoder, from the plants of the field. My donkey eats from the plants of the field. What am I going to do? I'm going to start cutting the wheat and the barley, and I'm going to and the oats." And that I, and I'm going to put it into a container, and me and my donkey will eat together from it. This is what you want me to do. And he started to sweat, and he started to weep. This is what Adam told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ha'il vizir ponecho, if you're sweating so much, then eat by your sweat. Techa lechem, you will eat bread by the sweat of your brow. Now, what does this mean? And then Omar of Levi. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. He said, all right, you won't eat the same as your donkey. Your donkey will eat the raw vegetation, and you will eat lechem. You will go and take the vegetation, and you will bake it into bread, and that your donkey won't like, and he'll eat the raw vegetation. Omar of Levi. Then Reb Levi said, it would have been easier for Adam to remain by the first curse than by the second. Now what does this mean? Silvanal explains. Adam was very upset. To eat from the grass of the field, or from the plants of the field, the way it was, that didn't bother him. But that he should eat the same mazonos, that is behema, that was something that broke him. It broke him, and it stated he started to sweat. And Zoga Ein of Demos, he started to cry. Why? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribeinu Shel Olam. He says, you created me as a king. And you imbued me with all of the worlds. States Odin was, he stood from the earth to the heavens. My donkey you created as an animal, as my servant, and you imbued him only with the earthly world. And when it comes to our panosa, our sustenance that sustains us, it should be, we should share the same sustenance, the same panosa, the same chius, the same life-giving nourishment. The king should share with his servant, with his slave. Then what's the difference between the two of them? And this was a beetle to the Tzuras Odom. This was a devastation, right, to the height of man. And he started to tremble. And he started to sweat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all right. Then b'zeh sapecha techa lechem. I'll make it different. You will eat lechem, but through toil. Lechem already is something which is man improved. That's an improvement that man makes under nature. If we go according to nature itself, then it's the raw grass and the raw grain. Bread, that takes the intelligence of a man. He has to cut the grain, he has to make mills, he has to mill the grain into flour, and he has to make ovens, and he has to bake it. All right, you want to use your zeh sapecho, you want to use the sweat of your brow, then use it and make bread, and you will eat bread. That is a higher level. And that the Reb Levi said, he says, I don't know where we're better off, because we might have been better off the first place eating the grass, because grass at least you can find all over. Bread you can't, because man can't find bread. Look what he does. He kills for it, and he steals for it, and he lies for it. See, he didn't say that it's, he didn't say that we would be better off. He said neachle, it would have been easier, because like any new level, any high level brings its obstacles with it. This is why lechem is different. Similar, there's another medrash. Medrash brings, this is a medrash in Tanchuma, in Parshas Tazria. Shol Tunas Rufus Haroshu. Tunas Rufus was a Roman, one of the Roman abilities. He was a wicked man. And he used to like to give Rabbi Kiva a difficult time. So he asked Rabbi Kiva, he says, Eizem maisim noim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu or shel Bosor Vedom? Whose acts are nicer, more beautiful, that of the Almighty's or that of a human being? So Rabbi Kiva said, that of a human being. Turanus Rufus said, Reisa Hashemayim v'oretz. He said, look at the heavens, look at the earth. Can man do that? So Rabbi Kiva answered. He says, Temeli b'dove shule malamin abriyas, shein sholtim alov. Emo dvorim shein metsuim b'vnei odom. He says, that's no proof. You're citing things which are beyond the scope of man. Man is not in the heavens. This is beyond his scope. He wasn't given the ability to create earth or heavens. So you cannot bring me a proof from there that man's acts are not as good as the Almighty's. Bring me from something where he was given the ability. All right. Then he said, why are you mulim? Lomato mulim. Lomatem mulim. Why do you circumcise yourselves? So Rabbi Kiva said, I knew that's what you were going to ask me. This is why I told you that the acts of man are better than the acts of the Almighty. The acts of Almighty, that a person is born uncircumcised and man comes and changes and improves on it. So he still wasn't happy. Wasn't happy with that. So Rabbi Kiva says, "All right, Hevila Rabbi Kiva shibolim bil glus ko'osh." Rabbi Kiva went and he brought him sheaves of grain, and he brought him beautiful loaves of bread. And he says, "Which are more beautiful? The loaves of bread." So you see that the works of man are greater. Now, what does this mean? It means very simple. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this is the natural world, he gave man an ability to do even better. He gave man an ability to improve on the natural world. Because man is not only created from this world, he's created from upper worlds. He was created ofer min adoma, dust from the earth, and he was given a soul from above. Therefore, man was given the capability to improve on the nature of the world, if he so chooses. Now, today we see with the ecology that man with his ability has destroyed the nature. But he was given the ability to improve the nature. Because man is higher than the Teva. He stands higher than the natural order of things. This is why, according to the Teva, a person is created uncircumcised. Man comes and improves on him. The same thing with wheat and barley. The wheat and the barley, this is the natural product of the earth. But man can improve on it. And he can bake it into bread. When he bakes it into bread, that already is a product of man with his intellect, with his abilities. And that's what was meant by the posuk b'zeyas apecha teichal lechem, that by the sweat of the brow, in other words, you will sweat with the efforts of man, you will produce bread. An animal can never produce bread. Therefore, man who was created to encompass not only the earthly world, but to encompass higher worlds also, then his sustenance must be accordingly. It must be a product of not only the earth, but a product of the abilities that man was given. So it's a product of, it's an earthly product, it's an emotional product, it's a product of human intelligence, human endeavor. That becomes the sustenance of man. But by an animal that does not have these abilities, and he does not encompass these heights, by him it's sufficient that if he eats from the grass of the earth. And this is why Adam was so upset. He said, we should share the same food, which food is what is life-giving. Is my life the same as my donkey's life? This is why he was so upset, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So this is why when we speak of the main sustenance of man, even though it's coming from the grains, but it's not the grain itself, but it's only when it's perfected into a lechem, into a bread. This is why we find that when we come to eat, so the brocha, which goes on the entire Suda, is the Hametzi Lechem in Oretz, which is through the name of Lechem. We'll go to another point. The Gemara brings that the Chazal, the sages, enacted a mitzvah of Netila Shodayim, that before we go to eat bread, we must wash our hands. Gemara brings Shleim HaMelech Ubez Dinei. This is a takona from Shleim HaMelech, King Solomon and his court. Why did they do this? Gemara gives various reasons. But Gemara says they found the posuk. They have a posuk in the text, in the Torah, they found something which guided them to this. And this is a Gemara in Baruch Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What does it say? It says, Vizkadishtem Eilu Mayim Rishayim. You shall sanctify yourselves. This is what it says in the Torah. So from there they learned to ordain Mayim Rishayim, that before we eat bread, we must properly wash our hands in accordance to the laws of Netilas Yadayim. So where did they learn this from? The Pasuk of Iskadishtam, that you shall sanctify yourself. Now, what does this mean? Well, this has to do with what we're speaking about. The sustenance which gives life and nourishment to the receiver of the sustenance, it must be compatible to the receiver. If you're feeding an animal, so then it has to be a food which is compatible for an animal. Just like you take a child, a baby, you feed a newborn. What is the sustenance of a newborn? His mother's milk. This is what's compatible for him. As he gets older, he needs other food, he needs more food. So the sustenance which gives life to the one who's receiving the sustenance, it must be compatible with that person. An animal is a very, very earthly physical being. So we need an earthly physical food for him, and finished. A man, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, is a giant. He's made from the earth. He has emotions. He has a heart. He has intelligence and intellect. And he was given a soul. So therefore he needs, his eating must be compatible with what he is. And therefore Shlomo Bez Dina, King Solomon in his court, saw that when the way he eats his food, the way he approaches his food, must not be the same way that an animal eats his food or approaches his food. It must not be in a mere earthly manner, but it has to be in a manner also of tahara, of purity, and of kedusha, sanctity. Because man himself was given tahara v'kedusha, was given purity and sanctity. The body of man that he was given is B'Tselem Elohim, is in the image of the Almighty. The soul that he was given, Neshama Shenasatavi Tahorehi, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of this nourishes himself. So therefore, his process of eating has to be compatible with himself. And this they learn from the Pasuk Vizkadishtem, that you should sanctify yourself. In other words, to lift up what you do. Therefore, they enact in Netilas Yadayim that before we go to eat, we must wash our hands properly in order to purify and sanctify our eating. Now, if we think of this, this is just in totality the antithesis of Western culture eating. Western culture eating today, everybody talks about fast foods, fast foods. Shlomo HaMelech was trying to slow things down. This is fast foods. Okay? Don't jump at the table. Like if you have an animal, throw some food in front of him and you'll see how fast he goes for it. Okay? He was trying to slow down the people. First sanctify yourself. First prepare yourself. You wash your hands. I mean, we always heard, if those of you who had Bobbies and Zaydis, yeah, you don't go to a table like this. Zitz wie a mensch, sit down like a mensch. Azei esman, this is the way you eat. But this is all gone. This is gone with the wind today. Today, it's exactly the way you throw food in front of an animal. Yeah, you drive up to a fast food place. Or what makes the sales in America and in South Africa and other places? What makes the sales is what can be prepared the fastest and be eaten the fastest. It's a rush for the television set. But that's not what Shlomo HaMelech Ubez Dine Tiknu. Vizkadishtem Elu Maim Rishayna. But you don't go to the food like that. But you have to elevate yourself first before you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. That's coming from the greatest source in the world, of all of creation. And that's the type of eating a person should have. Then the Gemara says further. The Gemara says something with great insight. The Gemara says, in Seita Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Dorish Rav Avira. Rav Avira Darsh and expounded Zimnan Momale Mishmeid Ravami, Vizimnan Omala Mishmeid Rabasi. Sometimes he said this in the name of Ramami, and sometimes he said this in the name of Rabasi. Kola Echel Lecha Belei Netila Shodayim. Whoever eats bread without netila shodayim, without washing his hands properly first, in accordance to the halacha, ki ilu bo al isha zena, is as if he is taking a prostitute, a harlot. What does one have to do with the other? So the Maral explains, according to what we were explaining, is very good. He says, what is the problem with an isha zena with a harlot? What's the difference between a zena, a harlot, and an ishta, a person's wife? The harlot, he takes without any preparation and without kiddushin. While a wife, that's with a proper preparation. Mora brings that the proper way to take a wife is first with an engagement, shiduchin. Engagement. The Gemara brings a discussion we're learning now that you're not supposed to marry a woman without first an engagement, a formal engagement. Then it must be done with kiddushin, with the whole sanctification of marriage. And even the sanctification of marriage, the Gemara tells us, must not be done in an immodest fashion. For example, it says a makadish b'shuk, it should be done in an open place, in a marketplace. So what is a wife? A wife is someone that is with proper preparation and proper kedusha, proper sanctity. Then she becomes a wife. And what is a zona? A zona is without that. What's the difference between the two? The difference is that the union with the zona is merely a physical, earthly union. While a union with a wife is a union that is not only physical and earthly, but it's also with sanctification. It operates also at a level of sanctity, at a level of purity, at all of the levels that man encompasses. This is the difference. So now he's saying, very good. When a person eats, what happens when an animal eats? It becomes a physical, earthly exercise. Except it's nothing wrong with an animal eating that way, because the animal was created to be a physical, earthly being. But a man who was created to encompass the physical, all of the physical and spiritual worlds together, then his eating has to be a physical and spiritual and sanctified eating. If it's not, so then he falls. So this is why he said, "Kol ha'echol lechem b'lein netila shodayim." Whoever eats the bread without the proper preparation and sanctity beforehand is ki ilu ba'al isha zayna. It's as if he has a union with a harlot. Same perspective. So from here, and that's why they learned from the posuk v'iskadishtem, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I didn't create you as an animal. The animal was created to be your servant. I created you as a king. What does it mean, a king? That you should encompass all of the world. Therefore, vishkadishtem, before you approach anything in this world, you must elevate it to your level. Not that you must sink to its level. So from there they saw the necessity and the how appropriate it would be to be masakin netila shodayim, to enact netila shodayim. In a similar vein, we have a Mishnah Novus. The Mishnah Novus in Perigimel Mishnah Dalet states, Perig Beis Mishnah, excuse me, yeah, Perik. Hold on a minute. Perik. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Reb Shimon Eimer, Shleishi She'ochlu al Shulchan Echod. Three people are eating by a table. Vele Omru Olav Divrei Torah, and there are no words of Torah between them. Ki Lochel Mizif Chemeshim. He says it's as if they are eating from the sacrifices of the dead. What are the sacrifices of the dead? That's idolatry. It states that those people, their tables are full of all types of unpleasant things. But three people that eat at a table and there are words of Torah between them, then they're eating from the table of the Almighty. Shneimar vaydaber elai ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is my table. Now this is something which is very, very unique. From one aspect, they're eating from the tables of zivchei meisim, of the sacrifices of the dead. That same table can be transformed, not only into a high table, but into a table of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's as if they're eating mishulchonei shulmokim. It's as if they're eating from the table of Hashem. You can take a table and transform it from a table of sacrifices of the dead into Hashem's table. Why? So Maral explains. Because a person, being what he is, he needs panoso, he needs nourishment for his entire being. He needs nourishment, he needs earthly nourishment, he needs emotional nourishment. He needs spiritual nourishment. And just as the bread is the nourishment for his physical heart, the Torah is the nourishment for his spiritual heart. Now, if he limits his eating to earthly nourishment, it detaches itself from Hashem. And it's the same as idolatry. Idolatry is when you're worshipping forces that are fictitious forces detached from Hashem. Tzadziv Chemeshim. These are the sacrifices of the dead. He detaches himself from Hashem. But when he eats and he speaks of in Torah also, so then he's transforming his table into a physical and spiritual nourishing table, which attaches itself to Hashem. And it becomes Shulchan Shulmokam. It becomes the table of Hashem. It's a different thing altogether. One final point. The Gemara tells us in Brochas on Mem Chesamot Beis. The Gemara says, it says that we have in the Birchas Hamazon, in the benching, we have three brochas, which are mina Torah. The first brocha is Hazon Es Olam. It says, Moshe Tikin LiYisrael Birchas Hazon. Moshe is the one who wrote that brocha. The obligation is mina Torah, but the actual writing of it, that Moshe did. When did he do it? B'shosh She'yored Lohem Amon. When the Mon came down to the people, so then he wrote the brocha, Hazon es ha'olam kulei b'tuvay, b'chein b'chesed v'rachamim. Yeshua tikin lehem birchas ha'oretz. The second brocha, Neide lecho, Hashin chalta laveisenu eretz chem detei v'rachobo. That's called birchas ha'oretz, because there you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Who made that brocha? That was Yeshua. When did he make that brocha? When he went into Eretz Yisrael. So that second brocha, Birchas Ha'oretz, was from Yeshua. The third brocha ends with Bonei Yerushalayim. That brocha, that was David Ushleima. Bonei Yushalayim, that David made the bracha on Yushalayim, because David was the one who chose, who settled and chose the city of Yushalayim. That's what states how Yisrael va Yushalayim Yircho. And Shlomo, he wrote al habayis hagadol v'hakadosh, about Beis Hamikdash, because Shlomo was the one who built the Beis Hamikdash. So these are the three brachos min haTorah. The first one, Birchas Hazon, Hazon is the Olam, that Moshe wrote to praise Hashem when the Monf came down. The second one, Birchas Oretz, Melech Al Oretz, Shinchal Telaviseinu, that was Yeshua when he went into Eretz Yisrael. And then the next brocha, which was Beinei Yushalayim, which states how Yushalayim Al Erecho, Al Tzion Mishkan Kivodecho, Al Beis David Mishichecho, Al Habayis Hagadol VeHakadosh. That's on Yushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. That is David and Shlomo, because they are the ones who established Yushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Then later on was added Achimno, where we asked for Achmonos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should re-establish Yushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Gemara brings that the fourth brocha, which is Atov Ametiv, that's the fourth brocha, that was Midrabonan. And that was during the time after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when Beitar was destroyed. We spoke about Beitar not long ago, before Tisha B'Av. So the Romans totally destroyed Beitar, and they didn't allow the Jews to bury their dead. When the day came, it was on the 15th of Av, that they gave them permission to bury their dead, it was a great simcha, and at that time they were mesaken the brocha Atov Vametiv. And Tov Vametiv always refers to something which is an extra goodness. Now, these are the three brochas min haTorah and the one min Rabbonan, and each one was mesaken according to his own special perspective. Now, each one goes up a level. The first thing that man must have is his food. Hazon es ha'olam. That was the first. He must have his food. This is something which is not negotiable by man. Must have it. So he must have his bread. To have Eretz Tova, a land of goodness, that he doesn't need to have. That's a mila, that's a gift. That's a gift. So that was the second bracha. To have Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, that he doesn't need. That's a further gift. Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is the greatest gift that was given to man. Like we see in the Dayenus, in Pesach. So the final one is Shabon Alon as Beis HaBechira. So we're starting first, he must have his Hazon, his Mezonos, that he can't live without. To have a land of goodness, that's a gift. To have Yushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, that's even further. Tov Umeitiv is always a brocha that you make already on some type of luxury. Something special. So these are the brochas that we make. Now if you think, this is the same when it comes to the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, or he gave all of the people. And actually in our psukim, in Absukim, here in Ekev that we started with. So it speaks of water. It speaks of the wheat and the barley. And it speaks of bread. These are the necessities of man. That is what man must have. He cannot live without. Then it speaks of the wine, and it speaks of the oil. This is not a necessity of man. He can live without. But it's something which is very important to man. It adds a new dimension to his life. It states, Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. Wine brings him joy. And Shemen Tatzil. It says oil brings him radiance. So that's the second level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave people, not only what they need, but even a gift which they can live without, but it makes life much more pleasant. Then you have a third level of the fruits. You have the pomegranate, see, and the fruits. That man could do without. He'll manage. That's even another level. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man even something to bring him more joy. And then we even see further. It states Dvash. Dvash is Mesiku, something sweet. These are things which the Gemara brings as Nechel the Tainug. They're eaten. Why are they eaten? They're eaten only for joy. So what do we see from all of this? We see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechalkil Chaim, when he gave Parnosa to man, it was Bechesed. He could have given man bread, he could have given him water, he would have existed. Not only does he give man what he needs to live on, bread and water, wheat and barley, but he gives man things that make life more comfortable for him, but he could live without. He gives him wine, he gives him oil. Not only does he give him things that makes life more comfortable, he gives him things for joy also. He gives him fruit. Not only does he give him things from joy, but he gives him things which are nechel l'tainu, which are merely for his luxury. Like mesikus, dvash, something which is very sweet. So this is what a man has to be cognizant when he eats and when he is mavorach al mezeini. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything. Mechalkil Chaim b'chesed. Therefore, the perspective of eating when it comes to Israel should be for the whole world, but especially when it comes to Israel, when it comes to the Torah perspective, is very, very important. How we must view the bread that we eat, or whatever we eat. Many people, they get depressed, they're sad. Many old timers that had to go through great suffering, they tell you, it's from right, if there's bread, there's what to eat, what's there to be sad about? We do not think. We are not sensitive enough of what takes place every day, many times every day. That we are being sustained with all of the goodness that a man could desire, and it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not from an angel, but from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Yeshiv Berumei Shalaylam. He sits in the highest points of the world, Mechalik Mezeinis, Mechalik Mezeinesov Lechol Beria, and gives Mezeinis to everyone. And that's why we have to be so careful that we appreciate in the way we eat, and in the brocha of Yerchalte Vesevote Veerachto, the brocha of Birchas Hamazon.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.